Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
With school summer holidays in full swing, many parents are struggling day to day to keep their children entertained. While the camps are settling down a little bit, sun holidays may be coming to an end, and we're starting to hear that dreaded phrase, I'm bored. So what does it mean for our children if they are bored? Should we try everything to keep them entertained, or is it okay to allow them to be bored and encourage children maybe to use their imagination and find entertainment themselves? Well, editor of Cork Bio and daddy himself, Joe O'Shea, is on the line. Joe, is it important for our children to be bored?
It's very important for our children to be bored, and you don't have to take my word for it. There was a big study done in the US in 2024, and it's called The Science Behind Boredom, Why Kids Need Downtime. And what the researchers found was that boredom activates what's known as the brain's default mode network, which is the part of your brain that does daydreaming and creativity and kind of goes into a wander and takes you to interesting places. So the kids don't need stimulation nonstop. They don't need to be in a camp every single day. And our daughter was in three camps this summer in over 3 weeks. And by the end of it, she was pretty exhausted, to be honest with you, because there's almost this kind of, parents are kind of almost guilted into having to, you know, oh shit, we have to keep them entertained, we have to keep them stimulated, we have to bring them here, take them there, get them this game, do everything. And actually, as the science says, it's really important that kids have some downtime.
And Joe, would it be fair to say we've gone to the other extreme? So when we were growing up, you know, our parents weren't, like, I wasn't maxed out with extracurricular activities, maybe the summer project, but, you know, it wasn't camp after camp, play date after play date. You know, there wasn't this level of organisation, and we did create more and we filled our time and, you know, our imagination was fertile. And I think we've gone to the other side of that, where everything is planned and every moment is allocated. And I think we probably need to find some balance in the middle of it all.
Definitely. I mean, like, I don't want to go all rosy, you know, rosy-tinted glasses, the good old days and things were much better. But I do remember kind of being told, okay, get out of the house, don't come back until lunchtime, entertain yourself. So we ended up doing stuff like, you know, I mean, almost like Famous Five stuff, you know, building forts and wandering around. And you do go into interesting places and you do interesting things. Part of the problem today is, I mean, I'm talking back when I was a kid and talking about the 70s, you could ride your bicycle around without too much trouble because there wasn't a lot of traffic on the road. You could wander around without parents, weren't really, and maybe they should have been, but they weren't really that worried about stranger danger back then. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, being allowed to wander far and wide in West Cork over the summer holidays, calling into random farmhouses and they'd give you brown bread out the back door and stuff like that. And it may sound, you know, kind of idyllic and sort of like, you know, maybe unreal, but it really was like that. But unfortunately, a lot of parents, most parents, couldn't imagine their kids doing it these days. That's a pity, but there are other ways to just get kids to kind of, like, you know, take a break, find something to do, entertain yourself. I regularly say that to our 10-year-old and she regularly gives out to me for saying yes, but it's important. It's very important.
It is important. I completely agree with you. Zoo director with the National Reptile Zoo, James Hennessy, is on the line as well. James, should we let our children switch off and just create their own excitement?
Good afternoon, Anna. Absolutely. It's a mix of both, I think. And we see that here a lot because we've got, you know, we got everything from summer camps here in the zoo all the way up to interns that come in as adults. And it's great to definitely let people, you know, shut off, let them do their own thing, let them get creative. But it's also, I think, important to give them cues, you know, so that looks, we have actually banned, in the reptile zoo, we banned the word bored when we do summer camps. So we're not allowed to use that word because there's so much you can do. Mm. But at the same time, you know, you still have to give kids a kind of some guidance, you know. So you definitely shouldn't be planning everything for them, you know, but you do need to kind of cue them, you know, to kind of just open their eyes a little bit to different things and then set them on their way and then let them self-discover things. I mean, that's really, really important. And like we would see that with adults. So when we get interns who come in or even TYs, and we've got some young TYs working with us here in the zoo at the moment, the ones who've kind of had to make their own way through things, who haven't had everything done for them, who haven't had everything laid out for them, they're able to cope a little bit better when it comes to, you know, to a little bit of initiative to try, and when things don't go exactly as they're supposed to. These guys are able to kind of, you know, think on the fly and change and change up and, you know, and adapt a bit better as well, which is really important, I think, for development.
Yeah, that's a great point, actually. They're maybe more resilient and more initiative there when they do start a job, because everything hasn't been created or planned for them.
Yeah. And then we see the other side of that spectrum. We've got people in who've like, things that seem obvious to a lot of us, they're like, how did you not see this? Or why did you not do that? And they're like, oh, I didn't think of it. You know, and it's usually the people who've got, literally, who have had everything planned out for them.
Everything's
that,
done.
That's a big problem, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think a balance somewhere in the middle of all of this is probably the ideal, you know, that they have time to be creative and, you know, create their own games, you know, create ramps on the road for your bike or build a treehouse or whatever. I do think that's really important, and I love when I see my own children doing it.
It is. And even as Joe said, like some stuff we used to do as kids that you kind of can't anymore, like play out on the street with the cars.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, if you give the opportunity, if you kind of, you know, you make an environment or you give them options, you cue them to do the right, you know, where you've opened up little avenues for them. And then from there, let them then get, you know, I'm not going to say bored because you shouldn't say that, but, you know, let them find their own way in the world then from that point. No, but at the same time, you do need to guide them a little bit as well.
So there does need to be some structure, and a cues is actually a good way to put it. You're right. Someone says Irish summer holidays are simply far too long. UK schools only broke up last week, and 6 weeks holiday when I was at school was plenty and seemed to go on forever. In a modern world, 9 week summer holiday in Ireland is unacceptable, someone says. Miriam is on the line. Miriam, your children are grown up now. How do you find the summer months?
I suppose mine are adults now, so I'm sort of talking back of when they were younger.
Yeah.
But we did do some activities. They were in a summer project and stuff like that, but they did have a lot of time where they just did their own thing. Now, I'm probably quite privileged. When they were young, I was able to be at home, and then I was part-time. So, and we have a back garden. So they would go out there and they'd play in the garden. They'd bring their stuff out. I wasn't ever very house proud. They'd chalk on the walls. They'd do all of that sort of stuff. And they'd have their friends over, and they and their friends would sort of decide what they were going to play. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they made their own time fun, I suppose. Look, they wouldn't have had the freedom I had as a child to just go out, come back for your lunch, come back for your dinner. Rightly or wrongly, I didn't do that because I was worried about them being out. They would go around to a green around the corner from us to play. I would hang around there with them to make sure they were okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they loved to read, and they were, from small children, they were very good at, they would play pretend, play shop and that sort of thing. So they made their own fun a lot of the time.
But I love the way you say that they could, you know, put chalk on the walls in certain rooms in the house or whatever. You say you weren't house proud,
well,
but
outside,
actually
they would
outside.
Have done that outside.
Okay,
yeah.
okay. But yeah. I think children remember homes where they felt welcome. And there was a warmth about the house. So, and I think a lot of people, when they're older, if they have any regrets, they often say, I worried too much about keeping the house tidy or making everything perfect instead of actually letting, you know, the children. And I'm saying out loud, and I'm guilty of it myself, you know, trying to make everything perfect and clean up all the time. But actually, just allowing them live and have fun and put chalk on the walls outside, it's not the end of the world, is it?
No. And like, you know, if it's a rainy day and they have their friends over, there's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
You know, like there is, you just have to accept that they're going to turn the place a bit upside down. But my kids would have tidied it back together then. Sometimes they wouldn't be that keen, but they were very good at helping you to tidy back up. That's a skill in itself, I think.
That's a really good life lesson. I completely agree. Rather than doing it yourself, because in my head, sometimes I think to myself, I'll be faster if I just do it on my own.
Yeah, and you do, because you say, oh, I'll be quicker, you know. And like, we wouldn't have gone on foreign holidays. We would have always just rented a house down the country. So when we were down there, we'd rent the house, we'd get there, we'd go and we'd get all the leaflets. And I have two girls. We'd sit down, even when they were young, and we'd say, okay, what are we going to do? And they would pick, because when they're that age, the holidays were sort of for them. But they would say, well, okay, we'll pick three or four things that we can go out for the day and do. And then they'd have some downtime and whatever. So they were involved in that in deciding, well, this is what we're going to do, and we might try to do this thing or that thing, go to this place. So I think they were able to make a little bit of they had a little bit of a part in the decision making.
Yeah, they had some input, and it was balanced.
Yeah,
you know, and it sounds like they've learned very valuable lessons from you as well, Miriam.
But our house their friends would always be in and out of this house. Even now, like they're grown ups, you know, we'd have our time where they'd say, "Oh, look, can we have the living room?" And we'd be sitting in the kitchen, and
yeah, hand it over to them.
Now they're at the stage now where they're having their friends and they're cooking, you know, and stuff like that. So, I think it can be messy.
Yeah,
it can drive you a little bit mad, but I think in the long run it could be a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
And
a reminder to all of us actually to stop, you know, worrying about the little things. Someone else says, and it's like they're reading my mind here, there's a constant pressure to be entertaining. I have a 9-year-old who once finishes the activity. Once the activity finishes, we'll get there. It's straight away looking, what's next? And it's exhausting, someone else. And someone else says, our 10-year-old just wants to be playing on the PlayStation all day. It's a constant battle to get him off it, but he's never bored. Avril is on the line with me. Avril, what do you think?
Hi, good evening. I think there's loads of benefits of being bored during the summer, and that's coming from a childcare perspective here. I think it encourages creativity, because when there isn't a planned activity for that child or a screen to entertain them, children often invent loads of games. They'll build a fort, they'll draw, they'll write stories. There's so much for them to do. And it kind of develops their problem-solving skills as well, because a bored child has to figure it out. What'll I do next? I'm bored. So learning to generate their own ideas and build independence and resourcefulness, which carries on into their adulthood and when they go to a job and start a job. I think, being honest with you, it fosters independence within them instead of relying on the adult to constantly organise every minute, what's next, what's next? Because we didn't go on any family holiday this year. We'll go later on in the year. But my friend asked me there recently, and she was like, oh, what are you doing with them in the summer? And I said, they're at home. And but how are you entertaining them? And I'm like, I told George Douglas, he's only 7. I was like, out you go now, build a cabbie house. And he was like, what's a cabbie house, Mom? And I was like, oh my goodness, this was consuming my life when I was growing up, building the cabbie house every summer, you know, and finding the wood and trying to make a table and making the entrance into it. And he didn't know that, which it blew my mind. So it definitely helps them to discover new passions as well within these hobbies that they actually start, you know, discovering.
And it's teamwork and it's resourceful, and, you know, it's just, there's so many benefits, isn't there?
And even quiet moments for a child will give them space to reflect and daydream and process the experience that they're just after having and all the rest of it. So definitely I would encourage outdoor play. I love having the kids outside. Get them out, get them away from the screens. And sometimes I have to turn off the Wi-Fi and coming into the house.
Oh yeah, that's a great shout. And just blame the Wi-Fi. Sorry, it's not my fault, it's gone. Joe O'Shea, can I bring you back in? Are you still with us, Joe?
Yeah, I am.
What are you like on the trying to make your house perfect versus the kids wanting to mess it all up?
Well, we're lucky we have a yard and a bit of a garden that they can mess up as much as she can mess up as much as she wants. But actually, one thing I try to get her to do is to get involved with helping me doing stuff around the garden and doing stuff around the house, because that's also, I think, very valuable for kids as well. I mean, you know, even at 9, 10 years of age, they can learn about organizing, they can learn about keeping things tidy, and they're good lessons to learn. That's the other thing. Like, I think a lot of parents these days are kind of scared to hand out chores, and they're kind of like, you know, it's child labour, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, again, it's like there's nothing wrong with kind of giving a bit of responsibility, using the time during the summer, that to say, like, it's not about just playing all day. You know, you got to do stuff as well. You got to kind of help out around the house. And I think that's a great lesson to learn.
Yeah, and earn your pocket money. Absolutely. Someone else says, I agree. A house is just a house. Who cares if it gets messy? More important that the kids have fun. I have a 10 and 6-year-old, and the slime making, oh, I hate the mention of slime, is a big thing when we're doing nothing, and chalk drawing everywhere. One day I'll have my house back. And the funny thing is, actually, they often say when you've a quiet house, you will long for the days where there's chalk on the wall, or, you know, kids baking all over the counter and the kitchen is turned upside down. Would you agree with that, Avril? Oh, Avril's gone, is she? Miriam, are you still with us?
I am.
Yeah. Would you agree with that? That one day you will long for that chaos and mess?
Yeah. And the time goes very quickly, you know, when they're grown up and the house gets quiet, you know? So, I think, enjoy the times. I know it can feel mad at the time and whatever, but look, your house is your home. That's what I think, you know, and your children are in your home. So
yeah.
Let it be a home.
Also, I think when your home is one of the homes where your children and their friends tend to hang out, you tend to see more, know more, be part of more information around, you know, friendships and what's going on, which I think is kind of very important as well, isn't it?
So important, especially when they get to be teenagers.
Yeah.
It's so important to know where they are and what they're doing. And they're more... They tell you more, I think, because they're in and out all the time and their friends know you. Like one of my girls thinks when they were teenagers, they used to love to, they go on the dart out to Dunleary to Scrum Diddlies, and then they go to the charity shops and they'd see could they get a bargain.
That's
that
brilliant,
was a whole
though.
Day out for them.
That is a whole day out. That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
It's lovely. And you're right.
It's
the whole day and they don't mind the travel time or anything. They're having the crack on the dart.
Yeah. You know, so I think, it's important to know, especially as they get older, is as much as you can. You're never going to know everything, but to know as much as you can that who they're with.
It gives you good insights, I think. Yes, it does, for sure, for sure. That's Avril joining us. Miriam, thank you indeed. Editor of Cork Bio, Joe O'Shea as well, and James Hennessy, the zoo director with the National Reptile Zoo. Thank you indeed for your input on that. We will endeavour to strike a balance, I think, as parents across the country during the summer season.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.